Have a good one for you today. Let's go ahead and get started. So our title today is Let Go and Surrender to God. And our verse is 2 Chronicles 20:15. The battle is not yours, but God's. I don't know about you, but I struggle with that. So imagine that you're sitting on a plane that's about to take off and the plane starts going down the runway. And you're sitting in your seat and you start flapping your arms like a bird. And as the speed picks up and the nose lifts in the air, you start flapping your arms faster and faster and faster. And then once in the air, the flight attendant approaches you and says, "What are you doing?" And you say, "Oh, I'm helping us get off the ground." I'm right. Help the plane get off the ground. But that's basically what we do when we try to do only God's capable of doing. You know, just like we don't need to hold up a plane, we don't need to hold up God. You know, you want to know why you're tired all the time, why you're frustrated, why you're worn out by life? The reason you're so tired is you're trying to fight battles that belong to God, and we are not God. Remember our verse, 2 Chronicles 20:15. The battle is not yours, but God's. You know, We tend towards independence, and when we see a problem, we think, "I've got to figure this out. It's up to me. It's you know, I have to solve this." And basically, we're assuming God's role, and it wears us out because we weren't meant to carry it in the first place. You know, we've been running in circles trying to solve problems, whether it's in your marriage, your body, the economy, the school, the world. I mean, we live in a messed up world. And we're trying to solve it under our own power. And we're trying to fight the battle on our own. And we're just getting tired. But, you know, when you finally just give up and come back to God and tell him, "You know what, God, I have messed this up trying to fix it myself. And I've let you down." But the reality is that we didn't let God down because we were never holding him up. He doesn't need us to hold him up. You know, we don't have God in our hands. He's got us in his hands. You know, if you think you've got God in your hands, it's not God, it's an idol. If you're trusting in something that you think you can control, then that isn't God. But the good news is God's not disappointed in us because he's not expecting us to do what only he can do. You don't hold God up. He holds you up. So let go and surrender to God. Turn your troubles over to him. Because majority of the stuff that we worry about every single day is completely out of our control. And we can't fix. You know, the more TV you watch, the more sensationalist the news gets. And it gins up all this anxiety. It gins up all this frustration. And the fact remains, there's not one thing on the news that you watch that you can change. Not one thing. So let go and surrender to God. Turn it over to him. Because when we do that, he says, "Great. Now we can get something done." He's just waiting for us to turn it over to him. So let's let go and surrender to God, so that we can feel him when he says, "Great, now we can get something done." So our questions this week is, what is the thing you've been trying to hold up in your life on your own for too long? What is that? Why does God want you to surrender before he will act? Think about that. Why does he want you to surrender? You know, he's sitting back watching, waiting for us to turn to him. What does he want you to understand about him and yourself? And third, how does it affect you when you know God is not disappointed in you when you can't handle an impossible task? Let that soak in for a minute. He knows we can't handle it. Why would he be disappointed that we didn't? I mean, I would think he might be disappointed that we tried without turning to him, but he didn't expect us to in the first place. Let's pray. God, just turn this all over to you. I just I struggle with trying to fix everything myself, God, and I just this message today is as much for me as for anybody. And God, I just pray that you would guide me to exactly what I should do and exactly what I need to turn over to you each and every day. Thank you for allowing us to spend this time in your word and this message. Thank you for all you do for us each and every day, God. Thank you for letting us live in a place where we can have a call each week and just talk about you and your glory and your love each and every week. Thank you for everybody on this call. Just pray, God, that that your message each week touches their heart and just makes them closer to you. Thank you so much. We pray in the name of Jesus. Amen. Everybody have a great day.